Blog Talk Radio.
This is Divine Talk. Take this down, Divine Talk. This is Divine Talk tonight. And this is Thursday night, Divine Talk. And on Friday night is Trillion Dollar Flow. And I was on this morning on YouTube talking about the trillion, what we're supposed to have. Some of you listen to it. I'm glad some of you listened to and heard what I said. Sister Deborah came on and she talked. I want you to get tonight. I ain't seen it shared. I want to share the same, what I want her to see. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. And I think I had that. I didn't talk to her tonight. But I want to tell you, we're praying for the people that lost so many. I think 21,000 people have already lost over in that the earthquake, and they're still digging them bodies out. I had something to say about where you might understand. God is cleaning up the earth. And you got to understand when God involves in some things, God gonna make things work out like they ought to be. What I'm saying to you tonight, as we get ready to go into our service tonight, I think I am ready to read the 27 number Psalms. Okay. I want you to know tonight, if some things going to happen this year, going to be in your favor. If some doors going to open up, going to be in your favor. And I was speaking to some people today, and it was saying, Bishop, where are we at? This is where we at tonight. I think I call you, Sherry, I can get you. Press 1 if you listen to Sherry. I want Sherry to say, soon and very soon, we are going to meet the King. I don't know if you heard of that or not, but it's soon and very soon we're going to see the King. I'm not going to ask some of you to sing it. But I want to say to you, young man told me, said, Bishop, I've been going through some things, and I've been having problems. And I don't know what's in my mind telling me I want to be successful. And I want to tell you tonight, we're genuinely not free. I was talking to a young man in Missouri. In Memphis, the name Memphis comes from here. In Memphis, you got brothers in jail that this gang is still in the county jail. They ain't went to prison. Same in Mississippi, same in Rolos. When I go to Monroe, you got brothers that did something, but they still looking and ain't been visited, but they still in jail. God has been open up some doors to bring down this beast of hate, this beast of hate. And it's going to take us all to do it, black, white, brown, everybody to come together to the devil. The Bible says, "Fred, not even down." So I can tell you tonight, we're going against demonic spirit. And the monastery was sick when you ain't sick. Somebody called and cussed you out wrong. And I said, peace and love. These services. Peace and love. That should be on your mind. Peace and love. And stop sending people out loud. You already in hell. You're getting some hell. Peace and love. If you can think of that two words, peace and love. Bring you peace. Peace I'll be with you. Peace of our Lord, Savior, and the peace of the Almighty God. With you, man, with you. Bless you tonight. This is Divine Talk. Divine Talk. See, when Jesus talks, it's divine. God talks, it's divine. God's a man and woman, that's divine. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Like if I can do that, God do it. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's divine. When he said, when God speaks, that's divine. Anything from God is divine. Yo, somebody said, I want to get healed. I can't heal you, but a divine healing from God will heal you. Just like that. So I want to let you know, don't let pull you down tonight at my book, The Mirror of Jesus. I want to thank you. I sent a few of them out, you know, this afternoon. The miracles of Jesus' power on the Holy Ghost. Fred, I know you got your book, Fred. I need to begin to work it. Thank you, Spirit. And I want to say to you, the seminar, I'm going to read this to you. Peter A.M., Divine Miracle Ministry, Financial Covenant by Bishop T.T. Turner, Overseer, and the Massa Musa, Revelation 2 and Revelation 2 and 1, St. Matthew, first the kingdom of God in all of his righteousness and to be stored. I want this year to be a financial covenant for you, for your house, your car, and I want God to restore that money to you, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And as we get ready to do that tonight, and we get ready to give you the key to unlock the door, I want to tell you spiritual warfare prayer. So what I'm saying tonight, you got to be able to fight evil that come up, the evil trying to mess with your body, mind, soul, and spirit. I was talking to Bright Star this morning earlier. We talked, and we talked about the evil that touched the earth. So many people are walking sick and don't know they're sick. So many people minds are messed up. The boy got on the bus. Why are you looking at me? Then he pulled out a pistol. They had to wrestle him and take the gun from him because he's sick. They got a mixed spirit. Sometimes you got to leave these people alone because they caught up with demonic spirit. I'm praying for that friend. And Deborah Ann said last, once you're praying for those that lost loved ones in the midst of this evil triumph that's going on, this evil spirit that's trying to possess families and then try to take us from God. 23rd number 1. Mary, when you get your son, I'm going to have Mary to read the 27th number of Psalms. And I'm going to have Dr. Christian to pray that prayer that God put on her heart. And I guess I'll prophesy because this is a divine talk. And I guess I can do a divine talk. Now, I'm going to give you scripture tonight. And I want you to, I'm going to take my time. But I'm not going to rush tonight. Time. And let you know, in April, God's going to do some new things. In April, the Spirit gave me April. Something's going to happen in April. Everyone listening tonight will know what it means to them and for them. You know, we own 7 days a week from 9 each night and on Sunday from 11 to 12. Get it together. Healing. On Mondays, Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. On Tuesday, crossing over with the ancestors. Now, I told you on Tuesday, you should be the guy who you want to talk to in the spirit world. If you didn't get so much evil, you're going to talk to the devil. So you got to repent from your sin. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. And I want you to get more and more and more of God. I want to tell you, set back or come back. I'm on my way back. Kick, set back or come back. Bill Wayne, set back or come back. Joe, set back or come back. Robert, set back or come back. Kenneth, set back or come back. Probably these men now. Then set back, put the dope down, put the alcohol down, and say, I'm back. With Almighty God, glory, hallelujah. I see Mary got her hands up, and it's about time. I don't know if she put her knuckles up or a thumb. I know she got something up. I want to give you a scripture, Mary. This is scripture for you personally. The 36th number of Psalms in Psalm 13, 71, God said he's going to do a new thing with you and with your family. And I'm praying for your brother who lost his wife. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Talking to him, because when you lose a loved one, it hurts. But the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. When they leave, they're present with the Spirit. Getting out from people. Let me go to Detroit. I'm in the midst of downtown. Mary Hawkins, you home for the 27.
You going in and out. You going in and out.
Okay, go home then.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war survives against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me.
Amen.
And shall set me up the rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek you my face, my heart say unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not.
Amen.
O God of my salvation, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, as such breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Way I said on the Lord. I just read the number 27, number Psalm. Amen.
Thank you, man.
I want to know if something going in and out. How do I sound now?
You still going in and out?
Well, sometimes that's the air coming in and out. I want to tell you, just bear with us. In and out. Sometimes it goes in and out. I just want you to hold on. God's going to do something special tonight. We're going to share it with you. I know that song. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think that's the song that Sherry's going to sing. Well, Sherry has some good songs. And people called me and said, we want to hear her sing more. So she's going to sing soon and very soon.
It's an
old
down south
song.
Old
Christian
song
they sang.
Sometimes
they sing with a little soul in the black church. But in the Pentecostal church and some of the Catholic church, they sing it kind of like, soon and very soon.
We
are going to see. That's how they start. And Sherry in her home with a piano right there in her bedroom, in her living room, with a piano. And she's singing to people in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. And we're praying, Sherry, for those people lost in that earthquake. So many of them lost. I think it was up to 21,000. But I'm praying tonight that they find old mode of living. And the consequence of this, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And I want to point this out tonight. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. I want to point this out. Whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. And I just believe tonight that God is going to do a healing on somebody in the city tonight. Somebody's going to have a problem with grieving, propping it up. And somebody's going to have a problem with their ankles swelling and their knees. I just believe God's going to heal. Like somebody's mind been confused. Somebody's looking for a home, apartment. Somebody just wishes, I just need a breakthrough. As the Spirit bring me the power tonight, God's going to do it special for you. And I want to tell you, it's the word. Put your pen on some paper that I might, at any time, I might bring in and give you a prophet. 23, Psalms 10, it told me to tell you, get ready for a trip. And I should bring your daughter home to New York. And I think that's the right thing to do. That's 2020. And God tell me to bring in the prophet side to you. I have to bring in and tell you what does say the Lord. Right now, we're going to St. Paul, Minnesota. And we're going to listen to Sister Sherry. Let me get her on the line now. God has put her in his ministry.
Okay,
so tell you wrong.
You ready?
Yep, we're on.
Okay, just a minute.
Thank you. So We give honor to the divine creator and bishop and everyone that's on the line tonight and the young lady that was singing the song. God bless you today. You have a beautiful voice. And I'm going to prayer. Divine creator, we thank you this night. We thank you for every opportunity that you allow us to come together, Father, uniting in favor of you, Lord, right now. We thank you right now that you bring down every stronghold in somebody's life right now, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that you uproot and destroy all the negative forces that are existing against anyone on this line, Father God. Anyone that's going through, Father God, and feel like they keep going in the same circle, Lord, uproot and destroy that old man and bring in a new man, a new heart, a new spirit, Lord, right now. Father God, uproot and destroy every bondage, every plot and plan, every knot and tie, every spell and chant, Lord. Father God, uproot and destroy every block, obstacles, and hindrance in somebody's way right now, Father God. Uproot and destroy that old man, that old heart, that old spirit, Lord. Uproot and destroy that hurt and pain that kept somebody in bondage, Lord. Uproot and destroy anything negative that keeps them going in the same cycle right now. God says somebody going in the same cycle and can't understand why. But I'm asking God right now to uproot and destroy it because you've got to get it by the root, Father God. You've got to get it by the root in order for it to be ended. So I'm asking you, asking God right now to uproot and destroy that bondage. Uproot and destroy that obstacle. Uproot and destroy that crooked road. Uproot and destroy the clutter in the road. Uproot and destroy that cluttered man and spirit. Uproot and destroy that depression. Uproot and destroy that pain and hurt. Uproot and destroy everything that keep us bound and in bondage right now. All glory to God that change may come, that victory may come, that healing shall come, that success shall come, that breakthroughs and overflow shall come, Lord. Everything that we've been looking for and then asking you that they shall manifest right now. Glory to God. Somebody need a manifestation right now. Father God, go out and help and touch them from every fiber they be in right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Show them better than you can tell them right now. Glory to God. Father God, we pray for those people that lost their lives in that earthquake over there. We pray for all the disasters that have happened and all those that are to come, Lord. We pray in advance right now, Father God, that you keep many of them covered, and that your miracle will be performed. Those babies coming out, Father God, that's your miracle. Glory to God. I thank you right now for letting us know that you will dwell in the midst of the darkness. You'll dwell in the midst of problems and issues. You'll dwell in the midst of a storm. You will make a miracle happen that only you can perform. Oh, glory to God. Let somebody know that they can call on you, that they can believe in you, that they can praise you, that they can worship on you, put a prayer in their heart and their mind, their soul and their spirit, Lord. Right now, thank them, Lord, so they can't wake up with thank you, Lord. They go to bed with thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, Father God, we thank you from four corners of the earth right now. To let your word stand, to let your spirit abide, to let your anointing flourish in the midst of all that's going on. In the mighty name of the Holy Yeshua, we bless you.
Thank you for that word, Dr. Christian. His word was, you gave was powerful. Thank you for that prayer tonight. I want to talk to Sister Deborah and Donna Munro. I know she's on or not. For prayer. Going down to the northern Louisiana. Deborah Ann, God bless you tonight. Are you on?
Yes, sir, Bishop.
What you have to say to us and what you have to say?
Like I said, you know, earlier today, Bishop, it's just so much going on, but the young folks killing each other. You know, they need to put the guns down. And, you know, we just need to walk with Jesus to save humanity because it seems like every day, every minute, every second that somebody getting killed. But we just want to pray for all the families. We want to pray for the world that everything it be peaceful and we all come together as one.
Thank you for that, Sister Deborah Ann. And I want to say what Deborah said. And what she is saying is so true tonight. And the prayer that Dr. Christian prayed tonight is so needed, because we have turned our back. Our young folks is snatching and grabbing and think that's all right. But we have to understand we are under racism. We've been under racism for many years, but Dr. King said this, and I believe that we have to maintain some principle and some morals. We got to still love our sisters and our brothers. We can't go around hating. We got to have some
love
in the house.
I just feel that we need some love in the house.
And just like
Sister Deborah Ann said, we got to stop the killing and save the babies.
We got to get ready.
Going into this year, 2023,
to be a blessing to each other.
And I just want to say to you tonight, there's a lot going on.
But God is in control.
Let go and let God.
And the words that we will work out.
And I want to say to you tonight that listening,
don't give up.
Continue to pray.
Every door that closed, God will open it up.
I want you to get ready for a door to open up for you.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
And I want that right now.
Get your pencil and paper.
I want God to give you a special blessing.
And put down one, two, three.
Number one, the key.
God's gonna give you an overflow.
God's gonna give you a supply house.
That means you're going to be able to supply people.
Philippians 4:19 and Philippians 4:13.
And that's the key to open that door.
Seeking for your miracle.
St. Luke 6:38.
And the 23rd number, seek for your miracle because it's coming quick, fast,
and in a hurry.
And I want you to expect a blessing.
Mark 11:29.
And I want you to expect that God will give you something quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Don't let nobody tell you God will fix it in a special way.
What I'm saying to you tonight,
I thank Dr. Christian for her prayer.
Sister Mary Hawkins for her reading.
Cherry for her singing, and Sister Deborah Ann for saying that we have to put the guns down.
Save the babies. Stop the killing. Save the babies.
And I want to tell you, it should be nothing more important than you begin to help bring the person.
And I want to tell Roshonda, Roshonda, you got to get in your prayer life.
Because sometimes you got to pray your children out of jail.
You have to pray your children out of trouble. Because the devil put them in there. The devil's trying to hold them. But I want you to never lose your hope over that man, over that woman. That sickness, I declare a healing.
And I just hear the Bible say God will work it out for you.
Thank you. someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I live long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
Faith unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And that is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh Lord, and that word until means until the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh Lord, and until means is limited. But unto means is beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh Lord, and if I think about this church, and how about the Franklin Baptist Church from a mighty long way? Oh Lord, yeah, and ever this show that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh Lord, and Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh Lord, and Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh Lord, and I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. For then I heard him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh Lord, and the road may be rough, the going may be tough, but I hear him saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto death. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, though it may cause my death, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes, for I hear you saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close there, and I tell you just one more thing. Well, it is said that back in the days of the Civil War, when the North and the South
open eyes that we may see tomorrow. Thy loving peace
compassion, and please hear us. Hear us when we cry, and smile out on your helpless children.
see God got what you want, and every door gonna be open up.
Righteousness is a narrow way.
Boy.
The way of truth is a narrow way.
Well.
The way of love is a narrow way.
Yeah.
The way of justice is a narrow way.
Well.
Certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Yeah.
And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God.
Yeah.
But the reason why I do not lose my way always.
Yes.
The Lord lead me.
Yes.
For the Lord is my shepherd.
Well,
and yes. I shall not want.
Yes, sir.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He lead me by the still water.
Yes.
He restores my soul.
Boy.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Lord, he lead me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, he's holding my hand, otherwise I'd go astray.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'll take the road to destruction.
Yeah.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that he's leading me. Leading me around the danger. Leading me around the pitfall. That this is when you die.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But I'm not only in death's shadows when I die.
Well.
Sometimes in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And the only reason why that I don't